That was Prime Time from Keychain on iRockRadio.me. I'm Rick Becker at Harrisburg Midtown Arts Center in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And as it would just so happen, I am joined by JP from Keychain, one of the pioneers in the new metal movement. And I want you to talk about some of the plans you have to grow that.
Thanks for asking, man. Yeah, definitely the new metal movement is just us wanting to tour as much as we can. We've been touring every single day for the past 3 months. We book nearly all the shows ourselves, well above 80%. And we've got another 3 months that we're going to be in September, October, November as well. We're going to come back to the States and do that. We met a lot of cool bands on the way that we were able to get signed to the label as well that we're with. For example, Dirty Machine out west, No Self, which we really like, Metal Mafia we came across as well that we got a lot of love for. So it's likely that we're going to have another tour right away. We want to grow the business organically, you know, because you can't really rely on people's promises. You can't rely on bookers to do their job. You can't rely on labels to do their job. You can't rely on management to do their job. You can't rely on anyone to do their job. That's the truth. And that's what I'm discovering now. For any band that wants to get out there and make a mark, you got to do it yourself and surround yourself with good people and maybe a percentage of what they promise they're going to end up delivering, and you can rely at least on yourself. So we want to just push forward and give the fans the best experience possible, the most amount of energy possible, so that people are proud and passionate when they come out to our gigs. So you get the hip-hop culture, the metal culture combined. And so yeah, we're going to probably call it the new metal tour, the next one around, probably September.
And you definitely have this sense of community among new metal. But that sense of community seems to come out of the Montreal scene that produced your band. Why don't you talk a little bit about Montreal and somebody like myself who has never been up to the Great White North?
For sure.
And what that vibe is like.
Hell yeah, man. Well, culturally, Canada is a lot like the States. My opinion is that some of the major cities in Canada are not more different than some of the major cities in the States after traveling it myself. What I do find is that Montreal, being like the only French hub, you know, a third of the Canadian population is French instead of it being English. And so it's kind of a European vibe where a lot of people are artists. Everybody has a band. Everyone's modeling. Everyone's a photographer. Everybody is an artist. The problem is so many artists, so little fans. So what ends up happening is people are very competitive and you got this great product. You have all these great Montreal artists, Grimes, Arcade Fire, so many great Montreal artists, but they have to kind of leave the city in order to get the credit from the city itself, for the city to want to take credit for the success, or else it's kind of like this biting jealousy in the environment. But that's fine, because that's what breeds competitiveness, and that's where we're from. And we did an interview with Metal Nation recently, and we answered that. You know, there's a hip-hop community that's really strong in Montreal, just like in a lot of places, and a metal community that's really strong, but both together is very rare. So if I get an opportunity to build maybe a new metal festival or something like that in Montreal or in Canada, I think that I would. But we want to establish ourselves as artists first to really achieve the respect and the success of the people before we do that.
Now, if you put together a festival on your own and you were getting all the bands, the up-and-coming bands that you love, some of the bands you've been touring with on the road, but you want to pull in that one big headliner to get?
Sure.
Who would be your bucket list to just share the stage with some band who has made a big impact on your career?
Great question, man. I mean, we all love different types of bands. I love the Deftones. I love bands that are outside of the new metal genre a lot. But of course, we love Limp Bizkit and Korn and Slipknot, Mudvayne. Rage is probably my favorite band of all time. So, I mean, that would be a dream that who knows is that going to happen. We love System of a Down. We love POD. There's literally all the bands out there that we grew up listening to. We love Papa Roach. We love all these bands, and we pay respects to them on stage. And we never try to take credit that's not theirs. You know what I mean? Like, if they deserve the credit, we give it to them. Like, I'm never going to try and take credit that they deserve. You know what I mean? We're definitely stepping in their footsteps, and that's what I want the people to know.
JP, lead vocalist from Keychain, talking with me, Rick Becker, on iRockRadio.me. And I know we were talking about this a little bit before we started the interview, but JP, it's very obvious when you talk with you that you have a passion for this.
Thank you, man.
And I think that people can really get behind that. That's something we have here. We like to think at iRockRadio.me. It's not necessarily about reaching the biggest number of people. It's about reaching the people who are passionate about
quality.
And maybe if you could talk about the fans that you have been able to connect with on the road.
Great question.
We'll wrap things up.
I love that question, man. You don't pick your fans, you know, the fans pick you, and you got to be grateful for everyone that you come across, which is why, like, in the primetime video, I wanted to depict as many of my real friends that I could. You know, I set up that video myself, rented the location myself. It was at the work building that me and Brand worked at. I got one of the clothing companies to sponsor us that was in the same building. I invited all my friends, maybe like 100 people, to come and actually party with us during the shoot of primetime. And so that's and you'll notice all sorts of colors, all sorts of classes, all sorts of people, because we don't discriminate. New metal isn't about, we want you because you're hip hop, or we want you because you're metal. It's all about letting everybody in. If you want to be a part of the movement, my arms are wide open, and so are the rest of us. It's all about the love. There's no exclusivity. There's no segregation. We're not about that at all. We're not elitists. We're not metal snobs. We're not hip hop snobs at all. We're all about, you know, the sense of community and bringing the people and giving them a place to belong. And so everyone's welcome. And, you know, we throw down and we have fun.
JP from Keychain, you want to build that community very quickly. Two places people can get a hold of you on the internet. They got their computers out right now. Let's start building that community. Where can they reach you guys?
You can find us everywhere, no matter how, at keychainofficial.com. If you're on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/keychainofficial. If you're at Instagram, it's instagram.com/keychainofficial. And on YouTube, you guessed it, it's youtube.com/keychainofficial. All our music is available on Spotify and on iTunes. The debut EP is called Breaking Out, so that's Keychain Breaking Out, and you can find us everywhere. New album's going to be coming out early next year. A lot of new great material to look forward to. So the new metal movement is long and strong, and please check us out. You're really going to enjoy what you hear.
And one of those places you can hear Keychain right here, iRockRadio.me.